Well, 19 months on, hostilities renewed between the two Tigers of the GDFL, Bannockburn and Thompson. They met on grand final day and it was Bannockburn with a six-point win. This margin, a little bit more comfortable, 14-7-91, 32-point victors over Thompson, 8-11-59. Their coach, Peter Riccardi, has been good enough to join us. Rico, congratulations. Nice to continue your little hold over Thompson. The margin might be 32 points, but I suspect the it wasn't as comfortable as that.
No, you're right. Thanks for having me, Kingy. Yeah, you're right. You're never comfortable playing Thompson at all. I think we'll might have been 8 or 9 goals up at three-quarter time, and I said to the boys at three-quarter time, they'll keep coming. They've got a bit of pride, these blokes. And we allowed them to kick 4 or 5 goals in that last quarter, which was disappointing on our behalf, but it wasn't the goals or the way they kicked them. We kind of like had that lull and just said to them after the game, if the game's close and we allow goals like that, we're just going to... They'll blow us out of the water. So, we got some things to learn from, especially in that last quarter. But overall, it's a great day for the club.
One thing you might have found is that Jack Broman's got key forward that you can put beside his name whenever you want to throw him forward. He's kicked 8 goals. Can you give us the background for the idea to move him forward?
Well, going forward a fair bit... in the first quarter, but we weren't getting any results out of it. So I spoke to Dash and a couple of the assistant coaches and said, what about if we try Jack across half forward and see how that goes? Well, he's popped up and kicked 4 in the third quarter, and in the second quarter, and we thought, well, we might just keep him there for a bit. But it helps when you've got Dan Measures and Matt James and Joey Fama going through the middle as well. So we're not really robbing Peter to pay Paul. We're just lucky enough that we can do that. It might have been Jack this week, it could be a Dan Measures next week or Joey Fama, yep. In the next couple of weeks. But we struck a bit of gold, and at half time when he kicked 4 goals, I said to the coaches, "That's why I'm on the big bucks, boys." but it worked, and then Jack said after the game, "Is that me permanently?" I said, "Turn it up, back in the midfield next week, champ."
Talk to us about Dan Measures, and he was late coming to you guys, but he's known to the guys. Can you talk to us about the impact he's had since coming across from Port Arlington, and what he's added to the Bannockburn list?
He's just the calm influence over the group. He's obviously played a lot of footy, and even yesterday in that first quarter, everything's just seemed rushed. But as soon as he got the ball, it just seemed to be calm and influential to the group, which was good. Because that quarter time when we reassessed where we're at, we're just talking to the boys about having that composure, and he was the one that started it in that second quarter as well. So, he's a ripping fella. We've been trying to chase him for 5 years. As you're well aware, I talk to him about it all the time in the off-season. We're just lucky enough to nab him this year because of, obviously Mark Banks, his brother-in-law, who's played at Bunny, pretty much for his life.
Yep. You've also got Matty James across from Bell Post Hill. It's not often that a league medalist crosses clubs within a competition, but he's come across and he's already having an impact, and the impact that you wanted him to have.
Yeah, exactly right. He was another one that was on our radar early. So, obviously, my niece's fiancé, Blake Miller, he came across from North Shore, and him and Matt James are really good mates. So, we've been onto Matt at the same time as we were onto Blake, and when they had that year off, we were talking to every year. Obviously to better us, but not to, anything bad against Bell Post Hill, but you want good players playing at your club. And yep. Myself and Matt always had a connection since we spoke, when I first took over the job in 2016. So we had that connection, and we always kept chatting. Then when we played Bell Post Hill after the game, we always had a chat. It was funny. I was working on a job site, and he was just up the road. So it was just that chat in the middle of last year through COVID I spoke to him about it again, and he said, "Yeah, I'm happy to have a chat." So And obviously he's come across, so which is great for us.
Yep. How'd you tackle Brent McLeod yesterday?
We told the midfielders to look after him. And in the end, in that second quarter, we put Midgey on him. He tried to stop his influence, but he just knows how to get the footy, and he just oozes class. He might be a little bit bigger, but he hasn't lost any skill and hasn't lost any way of finding the footy, if you know what I mean. He's hard to tackle, just got footy smarts, and he can't buy that, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. Any injuries out of yesterday, Rico?
No, I think we're injury-free. Joy Robbo might need a couple of stitches. Got one just above the eye. So I haven't spoken to him this morning yet to see what he's doing. I spoke to him last night and he goes, nah, we'll just put butterfly clips on it, but we'll see how he goes.
Yep.
But apart from that, no, a few boys are cramping towards the end. Scott Free, I think.
Yeah, good. North Geelong next week. They've been in dominant form, the Magpies, over the first couple of weeks. Big wins over Anarchy and Winchelsea. I suspect they probably will find a better class of horse, more city class, when they play Bannockburn next Sunday. But they will be an interesting opponent for you. They'll be a little bit different to what you saw last time in 2019.
Yeah, exactly. They look like they're on top of the ground at the minute. So we're going to have our work cut out for us. I'll watch a couple of their tapes during the week and see what we can pick apart. But you're right, you know, with the three or four Anarchy guys that they got from 2019, it looks like they shared the load as well. I see Poodle kick six the first week, and I see Swinnerton kick six and Hab kick six yesterday. So yeah, they're sharing the love, which is going to be hard to match up. But we'll hopefully put a plan in place and try to stop their influence. So, yeah, it's going to be a cracking game on Anzac Day.
Absolutely, looking forward to it. Rico, great to chat. Well done on the win, and appreciate you joining us on the wash-up.
Thanks, Keith.